When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Hi, everyone. So this week, we're trying something a little bit different, and we're going to see if we can continue with that for the coming few weeks, which is, we are trying to break up our episodes into two per week. As you know, we've been really good about maintaining our schedule of like one episode every week for the past few months. But now we're trying to do maybe shorter episodes, but increase the frequency. So this week, you're going to have two episodes that are of shorter duration. Send us a note at upodcasting@gmail.com and let us know if this works for you.
Hi, this is Asim.
This is Sujoy.
This is Amrita.
And you're listening to Khandan, a Bollywood podcast about the three main Khans of the Hindi film industry.
Amir,
Salman,
and Shara.
Hi, you're listening to Khandan, a Bollywood podcast regular feed. Thank you so much for your support over the years. We now have a Patreon channel with bonus content and exclusive merch for those of you who would like to support us. Every dollar goes towards creating more and better content. Visit us at patreon.com/Khandan Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to a new episode of Khandan Podcast. My name is Asim Birni. I got it right, Sujoy. I got my name right and all. I have Sujoy and Amrita back together, back all of us. Hey, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Let's jump into it. I think we wanna be a bit more time conscious this time, right? So we want to cover a lot of things and get it done in one episode. I do want to thank Beth for stepping in on the last episode. Yes. She was a great, as always, top friend, you know.
The toppest of friends.
The toppest. Let's talk about a few of the things we've been watching. A lot of trailers came out. A lot of movies came out. Let's get into it. Amrita, what did you watch?
दिल्ली का एक बहुत बड़ा तबका ऐसा है जो रहता बस्तियों में है पर काम उनके लिए करता है जो दिल्ली के महलों में रहते हैं ऐसे शहर को पुलिस करना पेचीदा काम है
मैडम सर सेक्शन 302
ऑन माय वे मैम
ठीक है तुम एड्रेस भेजो मैं आ रहा हूं मल्टीपल मर्डर
I have been watching Delhi Crime, which came out quite a while ago, but it's the second season of Delhi Crime, the Shefali Shah series. I did not see the entire first season because that whole thing was just horrific. Like, I remember the Nirbhaya case and everything, and it was just horrible. This one was a little bit more removed, so I was able to watch the entire series. And it's a really well-made series. This is the kind of show that, or, you know, even movie, actually, I've been advocating for years. Just a well-made cop show, you know. I don't know why India doesn't really do that, but now we are slowly seeing more of these come out. And I think Delhi Crime is like one of the better ones. Have either of you seen it?
I watched the first season, but not this new one.
I skipped it because of the reasons you mentioned that. I just didn't want to watch it, honestly. Can I jump into the second season without having watched the first one?
Yes. So it's a completely different case. I think what they're trying to do now is like every season is like a different case and then she's assigned to it. And she's sort of like the moral center of the investigation, which is an interesting thing to have in like a South Asian context. But particularly in Delhi, where, you know, you have like so much politics and then there's so much poverty and class struggle. And it was really interesting because there's only like 5 episodes and the first couple of episodes went in one direction. And it culminated in this sort of like mid-season lecture about bigotry of like a very certain kind. And I was like, this is very interesting. Like, I did not expect this series to go in this direction, but I appreciate it because there's still a lot of people who don't really understand any of the things that they were talking about in that particular episode. So that was really nice. And then, you know, the way it wraps up, I think was interesting because I feel like a lot of the crime shows that I've seen on Indian TV or Indian streaming, to be more exact, when it comes to the ending, that's where they fail to stick. Mm. And this one actually did stick its ending. It was it wasn't an ending that was, everything was like tied up in a neat bow, but like it was an ending that was very believable. And I really, I appreciated it.
Mm. So yeah. You'd recommend it? You finished it?
Okay. I was not bored for a single minute. Like, I thought it was, like, really good. And, of course, Shefali Shah is just fabulous.
Yeah, yeah. She's the major reason I was, like, I wanted to watch the first season. And then the second one, I wasn't sure if it was a follow-up or I'd miss out too many, too many callbacks to the first season. So I'm glad you mentioned it because it. I don't know about you guys, but I feel there's like not as much good stuff to watch. So I am looking for recommendations. So I'll put Delhi Crimes on my list then.
Mm-hmm.
Sujoy, what did you watch?
I watched Drishyam 2 at the cinema.
Sach peed ke beech ki tarah hota hai. Jitna chahe dafna lo. Ek din bahar aa jata hai.
I'm the content king this weekend because I found myself like, you know, I think I have lost the, like, I actively cannot watch something on Netflix anymore because I just, you know, happen to just check my phone all the time. So I think it's, I need to retrain and recalibrate myself to focus something and like, develop the habit of watching something on TV without, you know, having to constantly check the phone. So that's why I escaped to the cinema. That's why I enjoy the cinema now more. And like, there are lesser and lesser people at the cinemas these days, especially on a Friday afternoon where people are actually watching, working, and I'm a jobless guy. So I'm at the cinema with the uncles and the aunties watching Drishyam 2. But I wanted to watch this because we remember watching Drishyam 2 in the heart of the lockdown, right? With the Mohanlal original sequel made by Jeetu Joseph. And also, like, Ajay Devgan is not one of my favorite actors. When we were talking about this, you know, I was dreading because watching an Ajay Devgan movie would probably ruin my day, ruin the rest of the day for me. But also, Drishyam, the Hindi remake, kind of spawned this entire meme industry for the movie, saying, you know, yaad hai na 2 October ko kya hua tha, and all of that, right? Baba ka satsang and all of that. So I was interested how they would develop this whole universe into this movie, and I'm happy to report that Drishyam 2 is actually a really good movie. I quite enjoyed it, even though, you know, knowing what happens and all, I had pretty much forgotten what had happened, but I only knew, like, you know, the genius of George Kutty, and here Vijay Salgaonkar as played by Ajay Devgan, and also the whole dynamic of, you know, Vijay and Meera played by Tabu. And then there's Akshay Khanna, who is, like, I always enjoy him on screen. So, yeah, all of those elements coming together in a movie, written well, directed well, and, you know, all the twists and the turns of the plot. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
I mean, I get your feelings about Ajay Devgan, but I think this type of role for Ajay Devgan is the one I can still enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's almost like Zakhamish, you know, like that's, like that kind of Ajay Devgan is like the only Ajay Devgan I can still appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is getting really, really good reviews, right? Amrita, even you were mentioning that it's like doing really well at the box office, right?
Right. I mean, everyone seems to love it, which it doesn't surprise me. I mean, even in Malayalam, the script was pretty good, like the twist and turn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reveal of where he actually buried the body and everything. I mean, that was that was a really like, oh my God, the audacity of this man. So, and also, I don't know, Sujoy, like, I think the question I have for you is whether they were able to translate the moral dilemma that his family, like he and his family are going, George Kuti and his family are going through in the Malayalam original.
Yeah.
Like in, when we see them in the Malayalam version of Drishyam 2, they're basically sort of fracturing psychologically because of the guilt that they're laboring under. Were they able to address that in the Hindi as well?
Yeah, I think so. Especially because A, Ajay Devgan is such a pensive, sulking, loner kind of guy, you know. And B, Shreya Saran, she is perennially throughout the movie, she is, her face lands on the inhale. She does not exhale the entire movie. It feels like that, you know, because that's the kind of character she's playing. She's always alert. She's always like, you know, just completely broken inside, and the guilt and the entire, because A, she does not know half of the story because her husband does not let her in on what's going on, right? Just because he wants to protect his family. But she's like, she's left hanging on, like, you know, I can see that. And the entire family is almost on the verge of breakdown. Like anything happens is a big trigger for them. And that's the beauty of this. Like, A, the first movie was about the genius of George Kuti, and B is about dealing with the aftermath and whether he can actually pull this off again, all over again, you know. And I think they were able to translate that from the original.
How's Tabu?
Tabu is like, I think they underused her talent in this movie. There's more that I expected from her, more strutting and more dialogue buzzy, and I would have loved that. But I think that crown was snatched by Akshay Kumar in this movie. Akshay Khanna in this movie. Like, I really enjoyed, like, the entire second half is pretty much a face-off between Akshay Khanna's Inspector IG. I think Tarun Ahlawat is what he's called in this movie. Him versus, you know, Vijay Salgaonkar is what makes the second half of the movie. And that was such a treat to watch. It's pretty much masala, but also at the same time, you know, all these twists and turns that are happening.
I'm just thinking if Akshay Kumar showed up in the Drishyam universe. It's so funny.
As Suryavanshi.
From a helicopter, you know, chasing something.
And then Vijay Salgaonkar transforms into Singham.
Lovely, lovely. Not the theme the original Mohanlal was going for, you know.
No.
Anything else you watched?
So me and you kind of punished ourselves into watching Godfather.
हमारे स्टेट के CMP के आर गुजर गए, जो जैसा दिखता है वैसा है नहीं. ये दिखावे की दुनिया है, सब रंग बदलू गिरगिट है.
No. I made a commitment. You punished yourself. I mean, that's how it went.
Yeah. But then again, like, I thought I had nothing else to watch last night. I was like completely really bored out of my mind. So I was like, I'm going to edit some pictures and I put this as background music. And so I played Godfather, but the Hindi version. And you watched it in Telugu.
Yeah. I'm an OG, man. I keep it OG. Amrita, you don't know this probably because we made an agreement. Sujoy would go watch Drishyam 2 in theaters because I was too lazy to go to the theater this week. And I would watch Godfather, the Chiranjeevi movie with Salman Khan, because a few people had also like texted me on Patreon, you know, saying that, you know, let us know what you think of Bhai in this. So I was like, okay, let's watch it. So it's like remake of Mohanlal one after the other, which I didn't know that this was actually a movie that you'd recommended to me ages ago. I think Lucifer, right, Amrita?
So yeah, I didn't realize that this was a Lucifer remake, which...
I have not watched Lucifer by
me neither. Yeah, so the thing is, like, Lucifer is a very particular kind of poison. In which I feel like the Malayalam version is probably the only version that you can probably stomach without, you know, wanting to kill yourself, because it's meant to be a very, like, you know, it's a star vehicle. That's what it was, basically. It was about, like, Mohanlal looking badass and, like, doing, like, you know, being like a man of mystery, which is, I think, probably easier to swallow at, like, the pitch in which Malayalam movies are made versus Telugu or Hindi. So I didn't really realize what this was. I didn't actually realize that. So now that I know what it is, I know what Salman's character is in Godfather. I didn't realize that he would have like that much of a role. Like, I thought it was just like, you know, and he was felicitating Chiranjeevi or something. I didn't realize that he was in it. But
I honestly don't understand the movie. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, because me neither.
Also, the thing is, the last Chiranjeevi I watched was probably The Gentleman, like back in the 90s. Like, it's funny stepping into cinema when you don't know any of the iconography of the main star, right? Because these movies are basically cultish. Like, he's a leader of a cult, and we are there to applaud him, right? Like, 70% of the movie is basically Chiranjeevi walking inside and outside in slow motion and everybody standing up and clapping, when the background song is like, he is a god, he is the truth, he will deliver us. And it's like, his son did RRR, so like, but clearly he seems to be the bigger deal. And like every actor, they have their mannerisms, they have their little things, and I'm sure that if you're a Chiranjeevi fan, all of that is like, oh my God, he's doing that thing with his arm or with his sunglasses or the way he's walking. But none of that resonates with me at all. So I'm just looking at a like kind of an old fellow with like a very bad toupee. Like, that's what I'm seeing, you know? Which I get, like, probably a lot of people now watch like an Amitabh movie and they probably have that feeling towards him, right? So I can get where it's coming from, but it's just interesting that, you know, Rajnikant or Chiranjeevi are still allowed to be what Amitabh is not allowed to be anymore, right? Like, already in the late 2000s, people, the Hindi audience rebelled and is like, we don't want this Amitabh anymore, become like an old guy or a principal. But I feel like with Chiranjeevi, that's not the case. They still want him to be like, you know, that badass. So I was happy when Salman came in, because that iconography, I understand. You know? Those mannerisms I get. And I'm like an idiot. I'm happy when he shows up on screen. Although I'm not, and I want to ask you this too, Sujoy man. Uh-huh. Were they ever actually in the same room, or was this all shot on, you know, Panvel's farm and they CGI? I'm not sure that Salman was on the set. Either.
No, I'm not sure. And also, like, I don't get why Salman is playing second fiddle.
Yeah, he's basically the outsourcing of violence. So, like, Chiranjeevi suddenly doesn't want to do any violence, so he gets Salman, and then Salman does all the violence.
But, like, I would get if Salman and Sanjay Dutt were in a movie and they were like, ye mere bade bhaiya hain, or, you know, Jackie, for that matter. But I don't get that with Chiranjeevi, and that's what confuses me entirely. Like, yeah, I just don't get this movie at all.
Yeah,
especially like the Salman action scenes, and then, yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I tried really hard.
Yeah, and Amrita, I don't think even Salman has a bigger role. So I'm surprised to hear you say that you think he has a bigger role, because maybe it was so in the original version, but here it is a pretty much a glorified cameo to.
Yeah, I think the first appearance is just before the interval, when there is the reveal that Salman is his accomplice.
Yeah.
And then post-interval, Salman makes an entry where he blows up a truck, which is driven by the guy who he beats up in Dabang as well as in Jalwa. And then the last final fight where they actually blow up, then they dance, and then they blow up again.
Yeah. Amrita, you didn't say exactly the entry of Salman. So Salman comes on a bike, Amrita, and he's sitting cross-legged on the bike. So one leg is on top of the other. You know what I mean? Like a half lotus pose, you know, that on a bike, and the bike has rocket launches.
Of course. I would expect no less.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if the original version had any of that.
No.
I don't remember that. No.
Yeah. So yeah, I watched that for you, Sujoy, for the promises I made.
Oh, thank you. Mm. And I watched it for nothing.
Good. I actually watched a lot of other movies, but I think we want to get into that a bit, maybe at a later episode. I watched PS1 and I watched Dobara also, by the way, on it. So this is the end of this episode. We'll be dropping another episode later this week, probably on Friday. And let us know if you like and enjoy these shorter episodes. You can find more of our work on khandanpodcast.com. You can become a Patreon from $1 and support our work. Thank you for listening.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.